Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nomadicops. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled Ezekiel, Prophet of the Glory of God. In Hebrew, the word glory, the word has been transliterated glory, is the term kabod, and it means the weight of God. And Ezekiel is the prophet of the glory of God among his people. Ezekiel, that is the document of the prophet Ezekiel, is extraordinary in many ways. Ezekiel himself is extraordinary as a prophet. He preached among the exiles for approximately 22 years. He himself was an exile. The people of God had been exiled to, of course, to Babylon because of their persistent sin. And they refused to repent after preaching of Jeremiah, whose ministry was very, very long. And it's interesting to note that throughout his extraordinary ministry, Jeremiah did not receive, did not see one convert. We know that Ezekiel was among the people to whom Jeremiah ministered. And so Daniel went to Babylon in 66 BC, and Ezekiel himself came to Babylon 9 years later. It is among the more prominent persons of society. There in Babylon, he would live among his fellow exiles in what some have called a concentration camp for about 11 years. And for about 5 years at that time, there was no one to minister to them, to the exiles. Despite this, God did not want his people to be forlorn, that is, to feel that they had somehow been abandoned by him or left behind or deserted. God is not deserted. Even in the midst of active and defiant rebellion, or in the Old Testament picture, to sin with God, against God with a high hand. God does not abandon. He had a covenant of Brit. He had a covenant relationship with his people that was irrevocable. God was never going to let them go. They would, however, due to the consequences of their idolatrous behavior, which took them away, far away from God, they would suffer divine discipline. So even within divine discipline, God did not abandon his people. The Devar Yahweh, that is the word of God, which we read about prominently in Ezekiel. Ezekiel will say, "The word of God happened to me." He uses this term 49 times. The term Devar, means event or happening. It refers to the inherent dynamism of the word itself. The word of God is never passive. The word of God is never benign. The word of God is always militantly active to accomplish what God wishes it to accomplish. This is divine speech. This is the will of God in the most profound activity. And Ezekiel is chosen by God, and we read about his call narrative in chapter 1. Ezekiel in chapter 1, verse 1 states, in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day, while I was among the exiles by the Kibar River, the heavens were torn asunder, and I saw visions of God. This is pivotal because here Ezekiel states up front that the impulse to prophetic activity did not arise from himself, but from an exogenous source, and that is God. Much like we read in the book of Revelation about John, who had been exiled to Patmos, and John states, for the word of God, for the testimony of the word of God. And so it was on Patmos that he received his great revelation. Now, when one thinks about apocalyptic literature, most certainly there are incredible apocalyptic elements in Ezekiel, in Daniel, and of course in Revelation, and also in the book of Zechariah. Apocalyptic language speaks about most prominently end time events. And so these end time events speak about the end of our age, the end of this aeon. And what events would come together in order to culminate according to the divine plan in what God has said must come about. However, Ezekiel tells his people that it is because of sin that they would leave their land. They refused to listen. They refused to hear him. And their default attitude was, well, we will depend on Egypt. It is interesting to note that God talks about the behavior of his people in Egypt. He says that they were engaged in the prostitution of idolatrous practices. God says that here's their default behavior, their default attitude. And so, if all else fails, we will go to Egypt. And God removed the crutch of Egypt. That is, so that there be no dependence from that which they wanted to believe would support them in their time of stress and need. God wanted his people to realize that he and he alone must be their final source. They did not want to practice pure Yahwism and follow the covenant that had been made with God, Exodus chapter 20, with regard to the Ten Commandments, that is the apodictic law, James' law, from which there is no recourse, and also the great sacrificial system and the chaste law that God had provided for his people in order to protect them, in order to build them up. God had promised his people that he would remove all disease from them. And yet the only thing that idolatry brought into their lives, was dis-ease. The things that they left behind by abrogating or setting aside in their hearts of their covenant relationship with God that served to do or proved to be their own undoing. God wanted his people to come back to him, but they grieved him away from them or from themselves in the book of Ezekiel. So we read where the people of God practiced idolatry in chapter 8 in the temple. And Ezekiel gets to see in chapter 8, Ezekiel is sitting in his house among the exiles in Babylon, and yet in the spirit, he goes to Jerusalem. The Spirit of God takes him in the spirit to Jerusalem, where he beholds in the first person the idolatrous practices of the people. This is what Ezekiel states. Ezekiel 8, prophet states, he stretched out what looked like a hand and took me by the hair of my head. The Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and in visions of God, he took me to Jerusalem, to the entrance to the north gate of the inner court, where the idol that provoked jealousy stood. There before me was the glory of the God of Israel, as in the vision I had seen in the plain. Said to me, Son of Man, look toward the north. So I looked, and in the entrance, north of the gate of the altar, I saw this idol of jealousy. And he said to me, Son of Man, see what they are doing. Utterly detestable thing. House of Israel is doing here things that will drive me far from my sanctuary. But you will see things that are even more detestable. Spirit of God wanted this prophet, that is the prophet Ezekiel, whose name means God said, to see this person. Why Nebuchadnezzar would come in, raise the city to the ground. The idolatrous practices of the people had led them from God, and they practiced atheism and said, or pretended in their hearts, that the Lord was not there. This was sinful negligence on their part. They were culpable for the mental attitude of atheism. And God would come in, and God would have to administer to his people therapy of trouble in order to bring them back. In Psalm 119, the psalmist states, until I was afflicted, I went astray. There is something to be said about the wonderful work of God in that he knows the times in which he needs to administer trouble into our lives, because we have created law or the breaking up or ruin of our own lives. God comes in to heal his restoration, his cure for our sin. My name is Dr. Joshua Rich. Have a wonderful day and read the book of Ezekiel. We have